Welcome back to an on a cruise ship edition of Generational Talent. We know we're coming into you guys a few days late, but it's okay because we've been on a cruise. Obviously, we did not get to get back to you guys on our, you know, updates over the weekend, but real quick, I think we can do a quick run through. Dad, you're here.
Yes.
All right.
In the middle of the ocean.
In the middle of the ocean, we are now sitting down getting ready to watch the Seattle Seahawks beat the Arizona Cardinals, hopefully. Knock on wood. But real quick, Dad, I just wanted to get into it with you. I've got my generational talent top 10 for week 3, so this is what we would have talked about on Tuesday.
Okay.
Starting at the bottom here, I've got Caleb Williams' flea flicker touchdown play in the first quarter of their game. It was beautiful, and I just wanted to point it out. Number two, he did. Number nine, I've got the Packers being dethroned by the Browns.
Messy game. Good defensive game, but offensively, a game as boring as almighty.
Yes.
Then I've got the Eagles doing back-to-back blocked field goals, ending with a walk-off touchdown from their defense. It was impressive. Kudos to the Eagles. They came back when they needed to. Their backs were against the wall. They were down like 20-something points.
It was a fun game to watch. One of the few times the offense of the Eagles is interesting.
Yep.
Then we've got Jalen Hurts coming alive in the second quarter, or second half. Obviously, Jalen Hurts plays some boring offense with the tush pushes and all that, but you cannot say the same for the second half of that game. The second half of that game was awesome.
Yep.
We've got Jaguars dropping more balls than an 8th grade class. They have more balls dropped, I suppose, than an 8th grader. They cannot manage to hang on to a ball to save their lives. Brian Thomas Jr. is really just making fantasy difficult for him.
Yeah, and me too. I have him on a number of teams.
Then we've got, here's an interesting thought, washed QBs who go play backup for the Vikings often tend to see a resurgence.
That's true. I think a lot of that credit goes to that coach. I think that coach does great with quarterbacks. He understands them well, and I did not see that coming. I thought Cincinnati was going to put up a much better game with Browning. I thought he would do better than Wentz.
Oh, God, not even close.
And not even close. He was absolutely terrible. Kudos to him, and Minnesota's defense has been awesome this year.
You know, I've been getting on a lot of people for complaining about the tush push. However, I will say they do miss a lot of false starts on that tush push. There was quite a few in this most recent game.
I hate that play. I'll be honest, it's so boring to watch.
It's boring. I like the fact when it's used against teams I don't like, but I will say they are missing some obvious false start penalties.
Yep.
Number two, I've got Vikings' Isaiah Rodgers. 2 defensive touchdowns in his game. That dude had an amazing game. 2 pick sixes.
Oh, yeah. What did you see what he did?
Huh.
Did he have 2 pick sixes? No.
He for sure had 1 pick six, and that might have been the fumble.
First fumble. He was punching them. He punched out 2 of them.
He was doing the peanut punches.
Yeah, he was punching them out. He punched out 2, to his credit. And that's tough to do. He was awesome.
And then lastly, shout out to my main man, Nick. Your Dolphins are 0-3. So if you guys know Nick Beaton, his name is Owen. Until the Dolphins can win a game, call him Owen.
Owen.
And then real quick, Dad, we don't have to go into betting favorites, but I did want to, not Hadley, I wanted to show you our last power rankings. Real quick.
So the last power rankings, this one's mine.
Yeah.
I would move Minnesota up a notch, Seattle up a notch. So I'd have Minnesota from 15 probably to 13. They're looking pretty good. Seahawks, I'm comfortable with that right now. We'll see how they do. Denver Broncos, I would bring down probably to 15. Washington, I'm okay where they're at. Niners, I'm okay where they're at. Actually, I would flip Niners in Arizona just because Arizona lost to them and got to give Niners a little love. Detroit's rock solid. They played good again. So Indianapolis Colts at number 8. I love them. I'm looking at the teams ahead of me here real quick. My apologies. Out of that whole – okay, yeah, I would bring Green Bay down from 3, of course. Yeah. I still think they're a great team, but I'd have them probably 6 or 7. Everybody else, I'm okay with Baltimore where they're at. Texans where they're – Buccaneers at 6. Rams at 7. I'm pretty good with that. I like Buffalo. I don't change my mind. Buffalo at 1, Philadelphia at 2. I would leave those.
Okay, looking at my own personal power rankings here – I would definitely – we'll go from the bottom up. Bengals, I probably would keep at 15. Atlanta, I would have dropped probably – I would probably swap them in the Bengals. So Bengals 14, Falcons 15. Not that either one's very good. Seahawks would go up. 49ers would go up. Broncos would go down. Commanders can stay where they're at. Colts, honestly, I would put up a little bit higher. Everybody else looks good. Packers would drop. Lions would stay at 4. No, Lions would jump up to 3. Baltimore would jump up to 4. Chargers to 5. Packers down to 6. and then everything else can stay the same. Overall, guys, the top five for me are going to be your Buffalo Bills number one, Eagles number two, Lions three, Ravens four, Chargers five. Those are going to be my five.
I do like the Chargers. I think the Chargers are definitely on the rise. They're a good team. They're tough.
Yeah.
And pretty much, guys, we're going to wrap it up now. We don't have a lot more to say. We don't have our recording studio, any of our notes, anything like that. We're on a cruise. We're slightly intoxicated. We're just going to move on. But we are going to enjoy watching the Seahawks beat the ever-loving hell out of the Cardinals. Please, God, don't make me regret saying that looking stupid, because I am going to go ahead and upload this right now from a cruise ship somewhere in the Pacific Ocean. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And this has been Generational Talent.